life needed to change. Now he runs a group that helps keep kids out of gangs. Like Lisa and Sergio, the other kids in this book have faced difficult problems and come out on top. Daniel was ashamed of his ethnic heritage. Ralph's mother had a serious illness. Zaireah spent 2 years in homeless shelters. Irene moved to a new country where she didn't speak the language. Isaac has a serious vision problem. Deshaun is also dealing with a disability, as well as the death of both parents. David survived an abusive mother and several years in foster care. Today, these young men and women are thriving. Several are in college or headed there. Some have become role models, dedicating their time and energy to helping other troubled teens survive. Think about these kids when reality strikes a blow in your life. Their stories show what it takes to turn a troubled life around.
Okay, by now we've got a pretty good idea of what this book is all about. We're going to be reading about real kids who have real problems, all kinds of problems, from gambling to gangs and lots of other stuff. This should be pretty interesting, and maybe we'll get some good ideas about how to handle the problems in our own lives. Let's go on to Lisa's story on page 7.